Chapter 2. The Early Years of the Mafia. Sicilian Origins. Like Spain, Sicily was occupied by Arab forces in the 9th century. The Sicilians formed a secret society to unite themselves against the Arab invaders. It was called the Mafia. The word Mafia is Arabic. It means refuge. The Mafia's intention was to create a sense of family and solidarity based on ancestry and Sicilian heritage. Eventually, the Arabs left Sicily, but the Mafia continued to exist. Little by little, its original intentions became corrupted. It became an organization of different groups or families. They maintained their power through violence, oppression, and criminal activities. In the 18th century, rich families in Sicily received pictures of a black hand. The picture meant a request for money to finance the Mafia. If the rich family didn't pay the money, they would suffer violence. The Mafia bombed their home, or they kidnapped or assassinated a member of the family. These intimidation tactics were very successful. In the 19th century, the Mafia was also called the Black Hand. It was a big and powerful force in Sicily. Introduction into the United States. At the end of the 19th century, the United States was an enormous and prosperous industrial society. The country attracted many immigrants. Many of the immigrants were Jews from Eastern Europe and Russia, who were escaping from anti-Semitism. Another big immigrant group was the Italians from southern Italy. They were escaping from poverty. Most of these people believed that there were many more opportunities for them in the United States than there were in their own countries. The majority of them were able to have a better life in the United States, but it was a difficult process. Xenophobia and prejudice limited their opportunities for finding work and homes. To protect themselves from this, ethnic groups moved into the same areas. At the beginning of the 20th century, New York City, for example, had many different ethnic neighborhoods. Many of these, like Little Italy, still exist. The members of an ethnic group that lived in these neighborhoods often helped the newer immigrants to find homes and jobs. Some of the immigrants didn't have the patience to make money legally. They formed small gangs and chose a life of crime, robbery, gambling, prostitution, and contraband. The Black Hand, the Mafia, started in the Italian neighborhoods. It functioned in the same way as it did in Sicily. The Mafia offered protection to local businesses. It asked the owners for money to ensure that nothing bad happened to their establishments. Don Vito Cassio was one of the first Black Hand bosses in the United States. When he lived in Sicily, he was the first capo di tutti capi, boss of bosses. The police in Italy wanted to arrest him, so he went to the United States. Men like him created the Black Hand in the United States. They were the first generation of gangsters in that country. Soon, a younger, more ambitious generation of gangsters appeared. They were immigrant youths who grew up in the United States. They started working for the local crime bosses. The bosses were happy with the importance that they had in their neighborhoods, but the younger generation wanted more. These young, ambitious men wanted a lot of power. When an older boss said no to them, he was usually killed. This younger generation soon controlled organized crime in the United States. They said they were businessmen. They felt that they were giving society a service. They were offering prostitution and gambling. The public wanted these things, but could not get them easily because they were illegal. These younger bosses used violence to protect their businesses. Organized crime became bigger, stronger, and richer with this new generation of bosses.